Welcome to The Way That Leads to Life, a weekly presentation of the Eastside Church of Christ, sharing teaching from God's own word to guide our steps in the way that leads to life.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in to The Way That Leads to Life. This morning, I'm Steve Klein. Great to have you listening along. Hope everything is going well, whether you're at home, wherever you are. We're thankful for the beautiful day that God has given us, a day to serve Him, a day to live our lives to His glory. And that's what we're trying to do at the Eastside Church of Christ. We invite you to be with us to worship God this morning. We meet at 9 o'clock. We meet at 110 French Way in Athens, Alabama. That's 110 French Way in Athens. If you're anywhere in the Athens area, we invite you to be with us at 9 o'clock for our Bible study. Our worship assembly starts about 9:50, and then we meet again this afternoon at 5 for another worship assembly. And if you just can't be with us, you can watch the lessons online. Go to eastside-church.com, our website, and click on the media tab and the live streaming, or you can see them on Facebook because they're live streamed on Facebook as well. Just go to our Facebook page, Eastside Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama, and follow the live streaming there. But we're grateful for the great day that God has given us. We're thankful for so many blessings this time of year, and we're headed into this time of year where a lot of us are thinking about Thanksgiving, both the holiday and just being thankful. And, you know, this is one of my favorite holidays. I think it is for a lot of people. We can be around family. We can enjoy God's blessings. We can think about things that we're thankful for, and that tends to make us a better people and a happier people. So I want to talk about being thankful, not just on Thanksgiving Day or not just this time of year, but for the Christian, Thanksgiving is a way of life. The way that leads to life is a way of thanksgiving. And that changes your mindset. It changes your whole being going forward from day to day. If you live with the spirit of thanksgiving day to day, not just one time a year, but all through the year. And so I want to talk with you about that. If we're Christians, if we're striving to walk the way that leads to life, how thanksgiving is an integral part of that way. I'm going to go back to the Psalms and read from the 100th Psalm to begin with. This is a psalm of thanksgiving, according to the text. And the psalm starts this way, Psalm 100, verse 1. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and enter His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. So those last two verses there, Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5, we're told to be thankful to the Lord. Come into His presence with thanksgiving. Be thankful. Bless His name. And then we're given three reasons to be thankful to God. The first of them is the Lord is good. You know, He's good all the time. Whether things are going well in our lives or not, whether we think, you know, we're sick or we're enjoying vacation and anything in between, whatever it might be, God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Number two, the verse says His mercy is everlasting. He doesn't punish us the way we deserve to be punished. He is merciful everlastingly, not just for a short period of time, but His mercy is everlasting. And thirdly, we're thankful to Him because His truth endures to all generations. God is truth. And whatever is going on in our world today, people are confused about what the truth is about so many things. But one thing you can count on is that God's truth is truth. It is everlasting, and it will always be there as a rock in whatever time we're living in, something that we can put our feet on and stand on and know that we're standing on solid ground when we stand on God's truth. So we're thankful because the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. The reasons to be thankful this morning are the same reasons that we should always be thankful. This isn't just a once a year thing. This is an all the time thing. The Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. So with that in mind, what the Bible says to those who are striving to walk the way that leads to life, those who are Christians, is that you can be thankful in all things at all times. In fact, Paul writes to the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 16, and he says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Another translation of that, the English Standard Version, says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And the Contemporary English Version says, whatever happens, keep thanking God because of Jesus Christ. This is what God wants you to do. That's so true. Whatever happens, whatever circumstance we're in, whatever is going on, we can still give thanks. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20, Paul, the apostle, the inspired man of God, writes to the Ephesians along this same lines. He talks about giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And at the Philippians, he writes in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So as we pray, we can always pray with thanksgiving. As we're asking God for things, as we're asking God for help in whatever area of life it may be, we can pray with thanksgiving. And when we do that, as Christians, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It's been said that there are four levels of thankfulness. And as I've observed life, I think this is probably the case. The first level of thankfulness is it's the lowest level, when we thank God for good things we enjoy when things are going really well for us. That's a pretty easy thing to do, right? So we've enjoyed a wonderful meal, or we've seen a beautiful sunset, or whatever it might be, and we're thankful for those things. You know, even in this difficult time that we've been living in the past year and a half with a pandemic, a social unrest, all sorts of other problems in our society, yet we've been richly blessed in a lot of ways. Most of us, at least, have, you know, had plenty of food to eat. There's been lots of things to entertain us, it seems like. Our lives have been pretty comfortable for the most part. Again, I know there are exceptions to that. There are those that aren't getting along very well, but most of us have had a lot of blessings even during these difficult times. And we can thank God for those. But the first level of thanksgiving is just being able to thank God for things that we enjoy and when things are going well for us. The second level of thanksgiving, up a notch, you might say, is to thank God as we anticipate what he will do for us in the future. That involves a little bit of faith and a little bit of hope, obviously. So God has been good to us, and we anticipate he'll be good to us in the future, and we thank God for that. A third level of thanksgiving is to thank God in the midst of difficulties, stress, pain, afflictions, trials, and persecutions. This is the most difficult kind of thanksgiving we think. It's not really, I'll get to the fourth one in a minute, but you know, when somebody's going through a hard time, maybe they're sick, maybe they're in pain, suffering, maybe they've suffered loss of a loved one, maybe they've suffered the loss of a job, and yet they're still able to be thankful to God for what they do have. That's some pretty strong thanksgiving right there. But what the Bible says about thanksgiving is none of those. Obviously, we want to be thankful when we're richly blessed. Obviously, we want to thank God for what he's going to do for us in the future. Obviously, we should be thankful even when things are hard, because God is so good. But that brings us sort of to this fourth level of thanksgiving that we just read in these verses, what Paul said to the Thessalonians and to the Ephesians and to the Philippians. He told them that we're to always give thanks. He says, in everything, give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18 again. In everything, give thanks. So the fourth level, the greatest level of thanksgiving, is thanking God at all times, no matter what happens, no matter what we're going through. And we may think these last couple of years have been difficult, or we may be going through a really tough patch in our lives. Whatever it might be, good or bad, whatever's going on, we have reason to be thanksgiving, thankful. And you say, well, I don't understand that. How can that be? Well, to illustrate it, I'd like to share a story with you that I read the other day, and I think it's really a helpful concept. This story comes from South America, and I think there are different versions of it, but it goes like this. There was a white stallion that rode into the horse barn of an old man in a village in South America, just presented itself in his horse barn. And so all the villagers, of course, congratulated him on his good fortune. This beautiful stallion just shows up, and now it's his horse, apparently. But the old man only offered this. He says, is it a curse or a blessing? All we can see is a sliver. Who can see what will come next? Well, not too long after that, the horse ran off. And so the townsfolk were convinced that the white stallion had been a curse. But the old man was somebody who trusted God. And he says, I cannot see as God sees. Well, not too much later, the horse returned. But the horse returned and brought a dozen more horses with it. And now the people of the village declared that, it's a blessing. But the old man said, it is as God wills, and I will give thanks for his will. Then, a little while later, the old man's son was trying to ride the horse, and he fell off the horse and broke his leg. He was thrown while riding that white stallion. And so then the town folk all bemoaned the bad fortune of the white stallion. They said that white stallion again was a curse, but the old man only said, well, we'll see. We'll see. It's as God wills, and I will give thanks for his will. Not too much longer after that, a war broke out, and all of the young men in the village were drafted for the war, except for this old man's son, because he had a broken leg from being thrown by the horse. And then the villagers all proclaimed the good fortune of that white horse. But the old man said this, we see only a sliver of the sum. We cannot see how the bad might be good. God is sovereign and he is good, and he sees and works all things together for good to those who trust him and love him. And that's what the Bible says. The Bible says God is working for good to those who trust him and love him. And if we do that as we walk the way that leads to life, we can be thankful for everything because we know he only wants the best for us. We are his children. And while we cannot understand maybe what his grand scheme is and how he's trying to bless us through good times and bad, through lows and highs, whatever it might be, we can be thankful to God because we know that he is taking care of us and that his will is good and that he is always good. We can be assured of that through faith. And that's what we're trying to learn this morning. Let's be thankful at all times. We can be thankful during this time of pandemic, during the social upheaval, the political upheaval of our day and time. We can still be thankful because, after all, God is in control. And after all, God is good. God is good. The Lord is good. And his mercy is everlasting. His mercy is everlasting. That's the other thing, the second thing the psalm said, right? Psalm 100 and verse 5, his mercy is everlasting. He gives us physical blessings for which we should be thankful all the time. And hard times help us maybe to remember those benefits when our physical blessings are running short, or all of a sudden the price of meat at the supermarket is going up, and maybe we're not going to have quite as much as on our table this Thanksgiving as we had last Thanksgiving, or whatever it might be. As you go through life, there are ups and downs. But those hard times help us to remember the Lord's benefits. In the 103rd Psalm, Psalm 103 and verse 2, the psalmist there says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. You know, he sure gives us a lot of good things. And besides the physical blessings, he offers us his grace and his mercy, so many spiritual blessings. The psalmist goes on to say, he forgives all your iniquities. He heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like eagles. So many good things God does for us that we can appreciate all the time. And those are the things we need to keep in the forefront of our minds. Someone has said that if we just pay attention to his benefits and allow them to cause out more clearly in our lives, it will increase our thanksgiving. You know, your worries tend to disappear, your complaints vanish, you have more courage to face the future. You have resolutions that are virtuous, that are formed, and you experience peace when God is glorified, when God is thanked on a regular basis all of the time for all that he's doing. And when that is recognized, life is just so much better. And so the current hard times that we've gone through in the United States and throughout the world, we need to remember that this is a worldwide pandemic, and that a lot of problems that we're facing right now are actually pretty small compared to what a lot of people are facing in this world. But these current hard times, I think if we really think about it, will help us become less prideful and less feeling like we're self-sufficient. If we are living at a time when we just value only money and things that we have and things that we earn and the things that we possess, if it is the case that we're living in a culture where everything has a price but few things of real value are appreciated, that does not lead to happiness. That does not lead to a good life. Someone has said that we may think that gratitude is just a feeling, but it's much more than that. It's simply living in the real world in which everything is a gift from God. He is the giver of all things. Someone who thinks of things as fundamentally to be bought and sold and owned is living the illusion. The reality is that God gives all things and He blesses us, and our entire lives are in His hands. He gives us life, breath, and all things, the Bible says in Acts chapter 17. In James chapter 1 and verse 17, the Apostle Paul says, every good gift, and James says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of His turning. That's the Epistle of James chapter 1 and verse 17. You know, there are people in our society that are not thankful because they think they deserve every good thing they have, and they think they deserve only good things, and they think if they don't have good things, then they're not blessed. There are people in the Bible that we run across that had that same kind of attitude. There was a man in Luke chapter 12 who was richly blessed. He had a lot. His crops had brought forth productively, and he had so much that he didn't even know, he didn't have room in his barns to store all of his crops, and so he just decided to build bigger barns. And afterward he said, "Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry." And he's only thankful apparently for, you know, his extraordinary wealth, because life to him was just what his possessions were. You know, his wealth was his happiness. Wealth is going to be taken away, and wealth is something that you can lose. And if our materialism is our happiness, we're going to be unhappy a lot, because material things have a way of, you know, disappearing, and the stock market can crash as easily as it can go up. And so if material things are what our thankful attitude is all about, we're not going to be thankful all the time. The person who can genuinely give thanks for everything and all things is a humble person who knows that he really deserves nothing, and therefore he gives thanks for even the smallest things. And in that, we see God's presence, because again, the psalmist had said that God's mercy is everlasting. God is always good. He's always blessing us. This is true in the physical realm, and it's true in the spiritual realm as well, even though, as we said earlier, we may not always see it. But Paul writes to the Ephesians in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." So this morning I want to tell you that if you're in Christ Jesus, if you are truly a Christian, you've believed in the Son of God, you've repented of your sins, you've been baptized in water for the remission of your sins, and you're walking this new life, you're walking the way that leads to life, a faithful life. If that's your situation this morning, you've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ. And those spiritual blessings are the ones that are important. As we said, material blessings, they cannot last, because this material world doesn't last. You're not going to last in this material world. But spiritual things are eternal things. And there's a life beyond this world. And if you're spiritually blessed with every spiritual blessing from God, you're blessed indeed, because you're blessed eternally. His mercy is everlasting. It's a wonderful thing when we can share this truth with others. When we understand that God's grace, having been spread through the many, as Paul talks about it in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 15, causes thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. We're thankful to God for all of the great things that he does for us in Christ. I want to get back to talking about this time of catastrophe, if you will, that we've experienced over the last year and a half or so, between the pandemic and social ills and political problems and other things that seem to be making our society much less thankful, much more coarse, much more divisive than it has been in quite a long time. We need to get out of that. We need to learn to be thankful. Let's be thankful, you know, first of all, that things aren't any worse than they are. As I mentioned earlier, there are a whole lot of places in this world where things are just a whole lot worse than they are for us in these United States, that's for sure. You know, I understand COVID-19 is a human catastrophe, but it's something that could make millions of us, and hopefully will make millions of us, assess what is really important in life and count our blessings, even maybe ones that we've lost, but to realize that the Lord is good all the time. And as Job said in Job chapter 1 and verse 21, here's a man, if you know the Bible story, who had, you know, virtually everything. He lost virtually everything. He lost his riches. He lost his wealth. He lost his family. He lost his health. He lost all of that. And yet he says, the Lord God gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God is good, and we can trust him to be good. And we can trust that he will be good to us in future times, again, if we trust him. There was a preacher one time I heard about. He was famous for offering a very positive prayer right before he began his sermon every Sunday morning. He always found something to thank God for, even in the bad times. One stormy morning, a member of the congregation sort of said to himself, well, the preacher's going to have nothing to thank God for this morning. He can't possibly think of a good thing to thank God for on this wretched morning with this weather like this. But the preacher got up and began his prayer by saying, "We thank thee, O God, that it is not always like this." So we can thank God even in the most difficult times, because it's not always like that. And we know there are times when we are richly, richly blessed. Let's be thankful. And let's use our spirit of thankfulness as an opportunity to encourage others and to bring unity and community and good deeds and kindness and courtesy out in one another. This is a pandemic, I understand, which pays no respect to wealth or status. It's infected princes and presidents and prime ministers. Surely we understand we're all in this together. We need to understand we're all in this together. And this should be something that's bringing communities together, not causing division. We should be forming bonds of concern and caring and solidarity in this time. I mean, what's the matter with us, really, America? What are we doing here in all our divisions and hate and lack of cooperation and just all of the spirit of ugliness, so to speak, that's going on in our world today? When if Christ were allowed to rule in our lives, we would be thankful, because we would be thankful in all things. And you might say, well, preacher, you don't know what you're talking about. That's not how life is. You haven't experienced any tough times. The Apostle Paul experienced some tough times. I mean, he was beaten, he was stoned, he was shipwrecked, he was persecuted. You could just go on down the list of all the horrible things that the Apostle Paul experienced. One of those experiences, interestingly, in Acts chapter 16, he's in the city of Philippi, and he's arrested, and he's beaten, and he's put in stocks in an inner prison, in a dungeon, basically. And the text tells us in Acts 16 and verse 25, at midnight, that Paul was praying and singing hymns to God. Praying and singing hymns to God at midnight, having been beaten and mistreated and all that through the day, praying and singing hymns to God. And I'm sure in his prayers, because he says this repeatedly, that he was always giving thanks in his prayers. He's giving thanks in his prayers. Just let's step back a little bit. Now, I don't know any of us, you know, that yesterday we were beaten mercilessly and for no reason and mistreated and thrown into a prison and put in bonds and all of that. I don't doubt there's anybody listening to this that happened to last night. That happened to Paul, and yet he was singing and praying. We could be that way too, no matter what happens to us. If we trust in God, if our lives are given to Him, if we know who He is, and that He's always good, and He's always merciful, let's be thankful to God for God's deliverance. Let's be thankful to God for how He's helped us. Paul was. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 8, he says to the Corinthians, "We do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia. We were burdened beyond measure, above strength. We despaired even of life. We had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. And He delivered us from so great a death, and does deliver us, in whom we trust that He will still deliver us. You also helping together in prayer for us, that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the gift granted to us through many." What Paul is saying there is that he'd been through some tough times, sure enough, but God had helped him, and he could see God's blessings, and he hoped others could too, those who were praying for him and had prayed for his deliverance, that they could be thankful as well. That's the kind of spirit that we need in this world today. I'm telling you, it is. It's the kind of spirit that we need in our communities, in our country, but it's certainly the kind of spirit that we need in the hearts of Christians. And if it doesn't start in the hearts of Christians, it will never spread in this community. It will never spread in our country. Let's be thankful. Let's be thankful because as Christians, we are to always be thankful. That's what we're saying this morning. If you're a Christian this morning, I'm talking to you. Let's be thankful. Daniel in the Old Testament lived a lot of his life in captivity, most all of it. In Daniel chapter 6, he was an old man, and a decree had gone out that no one was to pray to anybody but the king of Babylon. And when Daniel knew that writing was signed, he went home in his upper room with his windows open toward Jerusalem. He knelt down on his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks to God. Even under that persecution, the threat of his life, and his life would be put in hazard because of this, but he gave thanks to God. God is so good to us. We deserve humiliation, but in Christ we receive glory. We deserve to be hated, but in Christ we are loved. We deserve dishonor, but we receive honor. We deserve scorn, but we're given praise by God. We deserve poverty, but we're given riches. We deserve sin's curse of death, but we're given righteousness and eternal life through Jesus Christ. Surely the psalmist is correct when he says in Psalm 103 and verse 10 that God has not dealt with us according to our sins or punished us according to our iniquities. For as far as the heavens are higher above the heavens are high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far He's removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear Him. Let's fear and respect God. Let's trust Him, the God who is always good, who is always merciful, whose mercy endures everlastingly. Let's put our lives in His hands. And I believe if we'll do that, we'll find lots of reasons to be thankful. We're thankful that you tuned in this morning. We're hopeful that the things we've talked about will help you be thankful not only this week and not only maybe on Thursday as you're sitting around eating a good meal, but every day learn to love and appreciate all that God has done for us. Walk the way that leads to life.
You've been listening to The Way That Leads to Life, presented by the Eastside Church of Christ, meeting at 110 French Way in Athens, Alabama. Come visit us this morning at 9 o'clock or this evening at 5 o'clock as we assemble for worship. Also, join us for Wednesday Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. For free audio or video of the Bible lessons taught at Eastside or to learn more about us, log on to eastside-church.org. That's eastside-church.org. And tune in again next week to The Way That Leads to Life.